I say this with sincere apologies to my hard-working and conscientious friends in public service, where I worked quite some time ago as a maintenance service worker. We all seem to think that folks in public service have an easy time of it, but you know, it's not necessarily the case, which leads me into this next story about the smartest dog. Four men were bragging about how smart their dogs are. The first man was an engineer, the second was an accountant, a third a chemist, and the fourth was a government worker. To show off, the engineer called to his dog, T-Square, do your stuff. T-Square trotted over to the desk, took out some paper, and promptly drew a circle, a square, and a triangle. Everyone agreed that was pretty smart. But the accountant said his dog could do better. He called his dog and said, spreadsheet, do your stuff. Spreadsheet went out into the kitchen and returned with a dozen cookies. He divided them into four equal piles of three cookies each. Everyone agreed that was good. But the chemist said his dog could do even better. He called his dog and said, Measure, do your stuff. Measure got up, walked over to the fridge, took out a quart of milk, got a 10-ounce glass from the cupboard, and poured exactly 8 ounces without spilling a drop. Everyone agreed that was good. Then the three men turned to the government worker and said, What can your dog do? The government worker called to his dog and says, Coffee Break, do your stuff. Coffee Break slowly got to his feet, ate the cookies, drank the milk, pooped on the paper, verbally assaulted the three other dogs, claimed he injured himself while doing so, filed a grievance report for unsafe working conditions, put in for workers' compensation, and went home for the rest of the day on sick leave.